Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the MedBullets Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of innate versus adaptive immunity found under the immunology section at medbullets.com. The human immune system is designed to deal with a variety of insults, including acute exposure to new infectious agents, such as bacteria and viruses, re-exposure to the same infectious agent after clearance of the initial infection, and chronic infection by fungi and parasites. In order to have a variety of responses to infection, the immune system is divided into the innate immune system, which is responsible for fast recognition and clearance of initial infections and destruction of fungi and parasites, and the adaptive immune system, which is responsible for immunological memory and rapid responses to reinfection, as well as recognition of pathogens that have defenses against innate immunity. When it comes to genetics, innate immunity includes all components encoded in the germline. It may vary between individuals, but does not change over the course of an individual's lifetime, and it is inherited from the parents. When it comes to adaptive immunity, it is encoded as variable V, D, and J regions. Immunity is generated by recombination of these regions and further hypervariation. This is not inherited from parents. Components of innate immunity include myeloid lineage white blood cells such as neutrophils, monocytes, and macrophages, natural killer cells, the complement system, and physical barriers such as mucous membranes. Adaptive immunity components include killer CD8 plus T cells, helper CD4 plus T cells, B cells, and antibodies. Innate immunity uses receptors that recognize conserved pathogen-associated molecular patterns. Examples include LPS, flagellin, and nucleic acids. Adaptive immunity uses recombined B and T cell receptors that recognize specific antigens on pathogens. They can recognize aspects of almost all pathogens. The innate immune response is nonspecific. It occurs rapidly from minutes to hours and does not confer memory. The adaptive immune response is specific, which can be refined. It occurs over days to years, and it confirms immunological memory. Resistance to innate immunity occurs by pathogenic virulence factors. It often involves disabling the conserved pattern recognition used by the innate system. Resistance to adaptive immunity is caused by mutation of the recognized antigen. This can be overcome by further maturation of the receptor. The innate and adaptive immune systems can cooperate in several ways. One way is opsonization. This involves coating pathogens with antibodies in order to activate antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity and antibody-dependent cellular phagocytosis. Another way is by complement activation, which is activation of the C3 convertase by the classical complement pathway and interaction of antibodies with C1q. A third method of cooperation includes cytokine secretion. This is the release of signaling molecules by helper T cells, which causes additional production of innate immune cells and synthesis of circulating factors such as the complement system. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to the innate versus adaptive immune systems, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 21-year-old man is brought to the emergency department after a motorcycle collision where he sustained extensive lower extremity abrasions. On presentation, he is found to have particles of gravel, dirt, and other contaminants in the wound. Several days after presentation, he develops a fever and increased pain in the abrasions. A peripheral blood smear shows erythrocytes, platelets, and leukocytes. The leukocytes shown are most likely neutrophils. Which of the following interleukins is most likely responsible for the recruitment of these cells to the injury? Choice 1, IL-2. Choice 2, IL-4. Choice 3, IL-5. Choice 4, IL-8. Choice 5, IL-12. The correct answer is choice 4, IL-8. This patient who presents with fever and increased pain after sustaining a contaminated abrasion most likely has an acute soft tissue infection. IL-8 is one of the cytokines responsible for recruiting neutrophils to sites of inflammation. Chemotaxis is the process by which innate immune cells, such as neutrophils, are attracted to sites of inflammation. Chemotaxis occurs because neutrophils preferentially move towards cytokines that are produced during inflammation, including leukotriene B4, IL-8, 5-HETE, and the complement fragment C5a. For example, during an acute infection, the concentration of these chemokines will be higher at the site of infection compared with the rest of the body. Therefore, neutrophils will preferentially translocate to the site of infection where they can release cytotoxic substances to destroy microbial organisms. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1, IL-2 is involved in stimulating the growth and survival of T cells and natural killer cells. Choice 2, IL-4 is involved in the development of B cells and causes class switching of antibodies into IgG and IgE isoforms. Choice 3. IL-5 is involved in the production and growth of eosinophils. Choice 5. IL-12 is involved in activating natural killer cells. Finally, a bullet summary. Chemotaxis is the process of recruiting neutrophils to sites of acute inflammation and involves the chemokines leukotriene B4, IL-8, 5-HETE, and the complement fragment C5A. That's all for this review about innate versus adaptive immunity. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we would be thrilled if you would consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.